This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Most of the public hasn't seen it yet, but critics and the film festival circuit are crazy about the new film Moonlight. The director is Barry Jenkins. He grew up in Liberty City. So did Terrell Alvin McCraney. He wrote the play the film is based on. But they didn't know each other until the people at Miami's Borscht Film Festival connected them. Moonlight is set in Miami. It's a story in three parts about a kid growing up in Liberty City. As a little boy, he's called Little. As a teenager, he's called Black. And as a young man, he's Chiron. Moonlight opens in Miami this weekend and in the rest of South Florida next month. I spoke with Barry Jenkins and Terrell Alvin McCraney.
So the play is never produced. It's written in a way that, I mean, you can never produce it anyway. It's not that kind of play.
What does that mean?
Well, if you see cut two on a play script, it just doesn't, you can't do it. Like, there is no cut two on the theater stage.
So cut to a scene is what
you're
talking about.
Right, so literally the first scene is Black washing his face, and then cut to Little washing his face, and then it goes cut to Chiron washing his face. And it's like you couldn't do that in a play. That kind of swift movement is almost impossible.
But if you did, it'd be amazing.
Right, but how?
I mean, let's talk about it, bro.
Oh, you want to figure it out?
I mean, yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
well, we'll
talk sidebar.
We'll see if they want to produce the play version. Barry's done the best version of it. I mean, I know he's saying, like, let's talk about it, but there's nothing to talk about. This is, like, to me, this is the best version of it, and there needs to be no other, really.
Did you even know that they were giving it to me when they gave it to me?
Or not
they
when they gave
okay,
it to
gotcha.
You. No, they had, like, they snuck up on me and were like, hey, we gave it to Barry. And I was like,
okay.
How you going to just give my script away? And then they told me you were from here, and so.
So I know that at the time you were looking at a bunch of different scripts and stories to make into films. What was it about this one that the light bulb went off for you?
I think partly because it was so much of home, you know. When I read it, I could see it, you know. I could already see this one.
So Chiron has to keep his sexuality like beneath the surface. I don't even know that he's totally hip to what his sexuality is.
What makes you think he's hiding it?
Especially the scene on the beach between him and Kevin. It starts out as this kind of tortured scene and ends in joy in a way, like a kind of pain in this thing that he hasn't been able to be totally open about. But maybe that's not.
No, I mean, definitely he's not able to be himself. But I don't. I guess the semantics is hiding. Like, I don't think he's doing anything to not be himself. I think people keep going, you're being yourself, punch. You're being yourself, name. You're being yourself, get out. Mm-hmm. And so all Kevin is doing is going, hey, you don't have to be that around me. I mean, if anybody came up to me and was like, hey, you can be your complete self around me. You can pick your nose, you know?
Yes.
Did you think about the fact that South Florida is a place where there are pockets of places where that are very gay friendly and where, like, you know, he might not have gotten beaten up or called names?
These pockets that we talk about in Miami. Growing up in Liberty City, there were openly gay people in Liberty City at all times, and that our parents told us that we had to respect. I mean, Mr. John, so-and-so, we still needed to call them Mr. and Miss, regardless of what their sexuality was.
So Chiron's experience wasn't necessarily the experience of
all
what you
people.
Observed growing up.
It was my experience. But at the same time, we definitely didn't want to say that it was the only experience.
Exactly.
I know we got to wrap up, but I just got to tell you this one thing. So at the screening the other night, I happened to be sitting next to this aspiring filmmaker. Said she was thinking about going to New York, but watching your film really made her want to make work here.
Wow. Then I think the mission of the Borscht Film Festival was complete, because their whole thing was, we have to get you back here to make a movie because people need to know that you can do it here and you don't have to go anywhere else.
So she actually has a question for you. Do you want to make any more films in Miami?
For sure. I mean, I think of all the things I've made, and I don't know if it's because the city's in my DNA or not, but visually, I don't think I've ever been able to as fluidly channel my voice, like, from my brain to the screen.
Barry Jenkins, Terrell Alvin McCraney, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
McCraney will discuss the film after two of the screenings of Moonlight at O Cinema in Wynwood this weekend. This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.